Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, normally we'd be diving right into harvest. Instead, a lot of producers dealing with flood damage and waterlogged fields.
Well, right now, I think the estimate is in the market around 15% loss in yields or overall production. The unknown is the quality of the crop that we'll harvest. If it continues to rain, what we're worried most about is sprout damage for the kernels in the wheat. Now, sprout damage, it's not like a fungus, but it just reduces the milling quality of the wheat. And once it sprouts, then it can't go into the flour milling process or the flour market.
As we wait, though, there is some good news in terms of prices that we can share. Get us up to speed.
Yeah, we've seen some good price increases over, well, since May the 12th, we've had a 66 cent increase in wheat prices. And, you know, they went from 372 for harvest delivered wheat to 438. You look at corn and sorghum, a 64 cent price increase there. They're at 396 and 386 now, with sorghum a 10 cent discount to corn. Soybeans, a 71 cent price increase there. They're up to almost $8.
Do you think the prices will hold, or we just kind of have to wait and see?
Well, at any given time, there's a 50% chance prices are going to go up and 50 that they're going down, so they're all at risk. The biggest bad news is the dollar index is up to 98. That's extremely high. And we're right now priced out of the export market with wheat, and so our prices either have to go back down or the world price is going up, and guess what's going to happen there? So I'd say that, yes, our prices are at risk right now.
Now, some producers are considering planting sorghum instead of corn. What kind of guidance do you have there?
Well, I think they've got to look at the price of each right now and the productivity of their lands. You've got corn at $3.96. You've got sorghum at $3.86. You got to look at what's the cost of production. You got to put a sharp pencil to it, and you got to look at your management abilities, your ability to produce sorghum versus your ability with your land, labor, capital, and management to produce corn.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot.